This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is Lynn Holly Doucet, M.Ed., M.S. Lynn Doucet is the Director of Spiritual Formation at Our Lady of the Oaks Jesuit Retreat House in Grand Coteau, Louisiana, where she is active in leading preached retreats and facilitating continuing education and peer supervision for lay spiritual directors. She facilitates retreats and days of reflection for groups throughout the South. Lynn has published 5 books and is the winner of a Catholic Press Award. Her deep interest in Hildegard of Bingen came from her love of the natural world, an interest that was nourished by a trip to Germany to visit Hildegard's historical sites. She has published a book on Hildegard of Bingen with Now You Know Media. Lynn has served on the National Board of Theresians International, where she was named the first lay spiritual director for the National Board. She was recently honored by this organization as a woman of vision.
Topic 1, an overview of Hildegard of Bingen. Welcome to lectures about Hildegard of Bingen, a wonderful 12th century Benedictine nun. I'm delighted to be with you today. So let's begin. I'd like to start with a quote from Jan Richardson, writing in The Sanctuary of Women. Jan says, "This is what I know. There are prayers inscribed in our bones, prayers we carry in our marrow, prayers that run through our blood. There are prayers that we carry with ancestral memory, prayers passed down from generation to generation, prayers that spiral in our DNA." I use this opening quote from Jan to speak of Hildegard as part of our spiritual DNA. Her life and her works are an influence on us all, especially us Catholic Christians, but she also influences all seekers, whether we are consciously aware of it or not. This woman, this saint who lived so many years ago, poured out creativity in a great flood of works, and she did it for the church and for God, for the people around her, for the monks and for the nuns. Her God and her Christ were everywhere. They sparkled in the waters. They shone in creation. They danced in song, her songs, the songs of the Opus Dei, the divine office, sung faithfully day by day and year by her nuns in the monastery. June Boyce Tillman writes in The Creative Spirit, a song about Hildegard of Bingen that I think sums up quite a bit of what her life was about. Here are some lines from that song. Hildegard of faith, unbending, feather on the breath of God, world of substance all transcending, treading paths as yet untrod. In discernment traveled forward, penetrating wisdom's knot, lonely woman, silence keeping, till the time to speak came near. Justice for a whole creation underpinned your message clear. I think Boyce Tillman sums up here in a few phrases.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?